Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and welcome on this special Arrow where we will be talking about... I know we're a little behind. Yes, I know. Sorry. I had to take a little vacation, a little R&R, but we're back, and don't worry, we're going to catch up to the finale so we could both be in our epicness of excitement and... you know, cheering on how epicness that last episode was. So thank you for listening to the podcast. If you just downloaded for the first time, please subscribe. That's all I could say. So tonight we will be talking about Canary Cry, which is episode 19 of season 4 of Arrow, season 4. So this is episode 19, Canary Cry, and of course, we know what that means. Yes, our fallen hero, Black Canary. And boy, oh boy, what a twist. Wow, crazy. Flashbacks were nice, and, you know, I think Laurel went out pretty well. I mean, what a way to go. It was a really... emotional scene, and pretty crazy. All right, so I know we have Canary Cry tonight, and then tomorrow we will be doing Genesis. So if you're listening to our podcast live right now, join us tomorrow as well. We will be on at 8:30 Pacific time. So again, 8:30 Arrow Talk. We'll be talking about Genesis, and then after that, Monument Point, and then after that, Lost in the Flood. And then and so forth. So, again, if you want to join us on Twitter, go to Arrow Talk, all one word. And you can also call in live. So let me get that number. Shoosh. Bad host. I just clicked away as I was going to give you the number. Here we go. All right. Call in number is 914-338-1036. Let's see. Our first caller is... from air code 432, who is this?
Hey, it's Joe.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Joe. Welcome back, sir. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Oh,
you know what? I got to call you right back. I'm sorry. I got to call right back.
No worries. It happens, okay. Man. No worries.
All right.
We have another caller from air code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. Oh, my God. What the F? That was a great
episode. The Canary Cry, Matt. What the hell?
Yes. I was crying everything from the great scene from the season premiere, great scene from episode 10, great scene and funeral scene right there at the very end. I was geeking out. I was crying.
You know,
I was clapping.
To choke up a little. I was like, man, this is it.
Yes. I can't believe it's Laurel, you know? Kitty Cassidy was so good over the years. I mean, why
yeah,
did they
and
kill
she started
her?
To grow on me, you know, to be honest. You know, I know we were hard on her during the Tommy years, but she was growing on me.
And she's very cute, too.
No.
I mean, I don't know why they had to kill her off, but it's under. Understandable, but still, I don't know how they're going to find a way to beat Damien Dark. I hope he just kills both Merlin and Dark. Merlin is just insane. So just kill both Merlin and Dark. Once for all.
I don't think Merlin is going anywhere.
But
he's like a roach.
We do need, I know, but we need to see Merlin get his end at some point. But
yeah.
Still, at some point, I'm getting sick and tired of Malcolm's bullshit. Like, every
there
single episode,
let
like,
it out.
Every single time, he's always doing crazy bullshit. He needs to die. First, it was the...
Yeah, he's becoming that fan favorite to hate.
Yeah, he's starting to, because he used the Ghostera, and then he first becomes the next Rise, and now he's in League
yeah.
of Hive. And then if Dark dies at
yeah.
the end of the season, which he will, he's probably going to take control over Hive.
Of course. He's like a snake.
Yeah, always doing something. Doing something. But the episode
all
was
right, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
especially
great. I mean, everybody did a really well job. Acting was up to par. It was just amazing
yeah.
stuff.
And Dig punched the mayor in the face. Wow, that was a crazy moment.
Right?
I love that scene. The way when Dig uh-huh. punched her right in the face, wanting to know where Dark is and where his brother is.
He was not
I
playing.
I love that scene.
He wasn't playing. Yeah.
No.
He was not
no.
playing.
He really wants revenge. I mean, gosh, it was a great episode. So good. I didn't really get the whole new Black Canary thing. First, I thought it was Sarah coming back for a moment, but no.
Right.
It was just a weird Black Canary. But still, great episode. Awesome. And great. I am going to miss Laurel Lance.
Yeah, we're gonna say you know. Let's. I'm gonna dedicate this podcast to Laurel Lance, also known as Katie Cassidy, who's the actress that plays her. She will be missed, and Katie, I hope you know somehow you hear this, and we're big fans, so maybe she might come back. You know, never say never, right?
Yep. The one from Earth 2 can fill in her shoes.
Totally. I agree.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. That would be
all right,
very,
so Canary Cry.
Awesome.
Let me read you the quick synopsis of Canary Cry. That way you know what we're talking about. Let's see. Our number is... I'm sorry. Is episode 19. All right. As the team mourns Laurel's death and tries to determine their next move against Dark, there is a sighting of the Black Canary stopping an illegal weapons exchange. Oliver discovers that Laurel's sonic device is missing from her belongings from the hospital. The imposter turns out to be a Hive prisoner named Evelyn Sharp, whom Oliver left behind after he saved her team when they were kidnapped by Dark. Believing that she was with Dark voluntarily, Captain Lance looks for a way to resurrect Laurel, even soliciting to Nyssa Al Ghul for help. Diggle, angry at being betrayed by Andy, goes after Dark's wife, Ruve Adams, but Oliver intervenes to prevent him from doing something he would regret. As a result, Ruby uses her mayoral authority to issue arrest warrants for all vigilantes. Sharp goes after Ruby publicly, but Oliver is able to talk her out of killing the mayor. At Laurel's funeral, Oliver reveals Laurel as the Black Canary to preserve her image with the city. Afterwards, Oliver vows to kill Dark. In the flashbacks, Oliver and Laurel struggle to come to terms with Tommy Merlin's death. In the end, Oliver leaves Laurel to cope on her own and returns to the island of Yan Yu. So there you go. Crazy. All right, so Canary Cry, Matt. What were your favorite parts of this episode?
Well, first I liked it when Diggle punched the mayor's face. I thought that was cool, very epic. And then Oliver,
he was not playing.
Saying, yeah, he was not playing. He wanted crazy revenge on the mayor in Dark. But still, I think it's crazy that Dark is, and his wife are running Star City. And then I love the grave scenes again, which was awesome and emotional.
Yeah.
Props to you, Kitty Cassidy. We all love you, and I hope
yes,
you have a great
future. We love you.
Future.
Love you. We love you.
Great.
Just
great,
don't go get any more DUIs.
No. I hope you have a great future ahead of you on TV shows and
yes.
movies.
Yes.
And God bless
a very
you.
Bright future. Yeah. I wonder if the writers were pretty much done with that character, or if they were going to just kill her off anyways, or maybe Katie was done with the character and she didn't want to do it anymore. I wonder how it came down to killing
off that character.
What do you think?
I saw some pictures and photos on Facebook saying today was Cassidy's last day on Arrow, because she's been always late to work, always being on the set, and that's it.
Yeah. All right, we're live right now. You can call in at 914-338-1036. We have a new caller, area code 432. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Joe again.
Hey Joe. Welcome back.
Thanks. So Laurel bites the dust, huh? We all knew it was coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to text you for weeks.
But you know what? Sarah's death hit me harder than Laurel's. Laurel, I'm like, eh. But when Sarah died, remember? I don't know if you guys remember those podcasts. I was just like, they killed a hero. I was like so devastated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then now Laurel.
And now
the
Laurel.
Love of Oliver's
wow, crazy.
Life.
Both sisters died.
Yep.
Wow.
Poor Lance.
Yeah. All right, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Wow. Hello?
He's probably got you on mute.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect introduction. Joe, I take it you didn't watch the episode, or did you?
No, I'm 5 episodes behind, man. I know.
Okay.
I've been going through a lot.
Yeah, we're catching up, too.
I've been watching some of the promos, but, I mean, I've known for a while that she was going to die, Laurel. And it's pretty sad because that's a key character in the Arrow mythos, you know?
Well, here's my question. Do you think it came from Katie saying, hey guys, can you guys kill me off? I'm pretty much done with the character. Or do you think the writers were like, no, she has to die?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both. But haven't they been planning this from the beginning of the season, of this new season?
Oh, yeah. We saw the grave of episode 1 of this season. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was already in the arc.
I wonder if maybe she just got... I don't know if those rumors of her being laid and being drunk and all that are true, but maybe she's just like, look, I'll do one more season up, but I don't know what else to do with the character. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Here's my reason why. Going back to you, what you said about Black Canary being such a integral part of the DC universe, part of the Justice League. And, all that good stuff. And also the Birds of Prey. And she hasn't even tapped into that. How can you kill her off?
I know.
I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, we still got White Canary, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah. Why not kill Thea? She has no...
Yeah, not right now at all.
You know what I mean? No ties to the
DCU.
It's like, go ahead, kill her off.
She's a brand new character created by the show,
right?
I don't know.
See how they don't kill that one?
I feel like it would have been more of an impact on Oliver if his sister would have died. It could have took that character in a different direction, because it would have just been him basically by himself.
It
would have
taken
Mom's
Oliver
gone.
Way dark, of course. Get it? Dark. No,
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
all right, let's try 469 again. Hello.
Hey, it's me, Chris. I'm Kendall. How are you?
Wow.
Hey, how's it going, Chris?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Did you watch Canary Cry?
I have not watched the last 3 episodes of Arrow. I need to sit down and watch. Like, I know
yeah, we're
died
playing
already,
catch-up
so I'm not, like, spoiled because Tweet already done that.
Yeah. That night. They'll tell you that night.
Exactly. Like, you get on there, like, oh, I'm not going to read anything about Arrow. And then the first thing you do, you see exactly what happened. I'm like, dang, dude. It's like, do I need to get off Twitter at all, completely? So, but people just don't like, hey, somebody maybe didn't watch it, so let me not, you know, say anything. That's a way to react, you know what I mean, on something without giving anything back.
I agree.
Yeah,
anyway, how are you? How is everybody?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. We're doing fine and dandy as we discuss this epicness arrow of Black Canary. Because, hey, how much, you know, of a sadness we could have as a character is finally let
go.
And
I heard you get fuck
the creators said that they were not going to do the whole coming back to life. So maybe they might be sticking to their guns on this one.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, did you guys heard any news about who is leaving and everything? But at the same time, I don't think they will just leave. I feel like maybe they might bring her back, maybe in the next season or after. Because, I mean, like, it just, like, she's a key character, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
And her being gone, like, I mean, she might come back, like, next season, you know what I mean? Oh, and maybe next season after that, you know? Maybe she needs to get a break. At the same time, in this new show, they're changing everything. You know what I mean? The things that are supposed to happen, they don't. Or they make them happen differently. So, you never know. Maybe she's already gone.
Agreed. All right, cool. So, Matt, give us your favorite moments of Canary Cry.
I'd say the grave scenes were cool, especially the scene when Dick punches the mayor, and when the mayor framed the vigilantes, that was bad. And then finally, the end scene when Felicity goes, "You know what you have to do, right? You have to get that son of a bitch."
When she said that son of a bitch, I'm like also remembering the podcast where we were all saying it. Because remember how when she first said it, we all took a turn saying son of a bitch, trying to do our best to Felicity.
Yeah, and then he goes, "I know," and then she goes, "I don't know how," and then the music at the ending, and she goes, "You have to find a way," and then it almost looks like they're going to get back together, and they're going to probably get married at the end of the season.
Yeah, now that Laurel's gone, I think now it's more comfortable for them to blossom. Let's go around the room. Chris, what do you think? Do you think now that Laurel is definitely out of the picture, do you think now they're going to push forward with another reunion of Ollie and Felicity?
Wow. Well, maybe they might do that, but, I mean, as we know, she's supposed to be with Oliver, I mean, Laura, and I don't know how they're going to do that because it's gone now. But, yeah, I think they will. They will at least maybe, you know, get more time, screen time, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And, but at the same time, they brought Laura so far. I mean, she came from being something to annoying, alcoholic, to this great badass, you know.
Remember, we were saying that she was in the Lindsay Lohan
thing. Yeah, we wanted her to go, but and then now she's gone. So I don't know.
I wonder if she heard all the complaints about her character that people didn't like it, and that's what maybe. I always liked her.
I don't know.
I really did.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, and I've been honest, you know, she started to grow on me even up to this season. I was just like, okay, she's part of the group now. you know, she earned her stripes, you know, after that horrible beginning of her character. It was just like, really, they didn't know what to do with her.
Do you think they'll pull a Colton Haynes where she comes back in a few episodes next season and they just kind of sprinkle her in sometimes as a guest? Or do you think I mean, she's dead now, so you think they'll find a way to do it, or that's it for that
Probably
character?
In flashbacks, maybe. Because, you know, they love their flashbacks.
Or it could be an Earth 2 or an Earth 3 kind of Laurel, right? Maybe?
There's definitely an Earth 2 because we're going to see her on The Flash.
Wow.
Yep. All right, so back to you, Joe. Your thoughts on Laurel?
My thoughts on
Laurel. Now that she's out of the picture, Oliver and Felicity are going to get back together.
Do I think they'll get back together?
Yeah. Now that Laurel is gone.
Yeah, but I kind of don't think they needed to write Laurel off just to do that. Or, I don't know, man. It's kind of sad. It kind of feels like the writers don't know what to do anymore.
And no, it's like they're bored.
And I'm starting to wonder if Francesco was right all along when he's like, this season, this series will only last till season 5 or 6 and they're done, and which I hope not, but I don't know.
Well, look at Smallville, man. They were like done by like season 3 and it lasted 10 years.
I think what saved them is that they got new, fresh writers. Wasn't it Goff and Miller at first, and then Peterson? And,
executive producers, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what saved Smallville. I don't know. Maybe that's what Arrow needs is some new blood, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Because, that's the main character there. All right, Matt from Florida, let me ask you the same question. Do you think now that Laurel is gone, the writers are pushing more Felicity back together?
No, because she needs just to get over of him having a kid and just get back with Ollie because they have such good chemistry together, and I like their relationship. And hey, Zeus, I'm going to have to pass on Marvel Film Talk tonight. Let's do it tomorrow night.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. All right, cool. So we're going to wrap up the Arrow Talk podcast. I just want to ask you guys anything that you want to crowbar in before we close the show?
Yeah, the DC movies need a Green Arrow movie. They need a excuse me. They need to go ahead and greenlight a, no pun intended, they need to greenlight a Green Arrow movie. I think it would be great.
I
mean, we're getting Booster Gold.
Yeah. Why not Arrow? I mean, come on. That would be so easy.
Mm-hmm. It'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, good point. Good point. What about you, Matt?
Oh, I cannot wait to see Stephen Amell as Casey Jones. In Ninja Turtles 2. That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be fun.
Yes.
Were you a fan of the first one?
I support him.
Yes. I liked the first one. I thought it was very
What about you,
funny
Jonathan?
And
Have
cool.
you seen the first one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I think the second one might be better because they got more of the original characters from the cartoon from the 80s. Which I'm a huge 80s cartoon fan, so.
Oh, you mean like the voice, the characters?
No, I mean like they got Bebop, Rocksteady, they got Krang in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Okay, got you.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be pretty. And I think from what I heard, there's more of the turtles. Like, there's more turtle scenes in this one than the first one. So that's pretty
nice.
Cool.
Nice. See, that's what needs to happen. Because once you're not showing turtles, you're like, what am I watching? Like, why would I just sit here and watch other people talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, Megan Fox is eye candy there.
Oh, yeah. Mega Fox. Yep.
Mega Fox. All right. Mega anything else?
No.
That's all I got.
Yeah, me too.
That's all she wrote. All right. Matt from Florida, give us a shout out, sir.
Great podcast. I love Arrow. I can't wait to see the end of this season. And I hope it keeps going for season 7, season 8, season 9. Keep going strong, Arrow. It's awesome.
I know. But you know what I thought after season, well, I guess season 5, because remember, I've been on the island for 5 years. So hopefully after the 5th year, they stop doing flashbacks.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Joe, give us a shout-out as we wrap up the show.
Yeah, I just want to tell the Arrow writers, guys, hang in there. Get some new blood in there, man. You guys desperately need some fresh blood in the writers' room. But this is still, this show has a lot of potential to still be great. I mean, not that it's not great anymore, but you need fresh ideas. So if you're out there listening, get some fresh blood in there.
Yeah, and to be honest, this whole dark arc, story arc, I'm not feeling it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care about it. But, you know, still a fan, so hopefully it will get better, as you say. All right, well, have a good night, Joe, and also thank you, Matt, for calling in. Good night.
Good night.